Hello and welcome to PBS Western Reserve City-Centric Podcast Series. My name is Jeff Good, and this podcast series serves as a companion to our city-centric TV series that's taking a closer look at the community members that are centric or central to the pulse of each featured city. Community members like the entrepreneur, the entertainer, revitalizer, politician, humanitarian, and the future are featured in each of the city-centric episodes, appearing weekly exclusively on PBS Western Reserve starting in September. The City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members looking even further into what makes them city-centric and what makes their city centric to them. Today's guest is Bronlyn Thurman. Bronlyn is a creative and nonprofit professional in the Akron area. In her role at GAR Foundation, she focuses on equitable community development and arts and education. In 2021, Bronlyn co-founded Black Women Explore, a Northeast Ohio outdoor recreation group for Black, Brown, Asian, and other women and femme-identifying folks of color. An Akron native, Bronlyn serves on several area boards and committees, including the Akron Black Artist Guild, the Akron Civic Commons Core Team, the City of Akron's Planning Commission, the Marketing Committee for the Fund for Our Economic Future, Akron's Bicentennial Commission, and the Elevate Greater Akron Working Group, Spark Akron Strategy Group, and Refocus on Downtown Strategy Group. Most recently, Bronlyn was a fellow in Big Picture Learning's inaugural ASH Leaders Fellowship Program, a national fellowship focused on supporting leaders as they transform systems in their communities. That's a mouthful. Welcome, Bronlyn. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, I read your wonderful bio, but take a moment, if you'd like, to kind of describe yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, I will keep it simple. I am just a passionate creative who loves her city, loves people, and just wants to highlight our community.
So I'm going to put you under the gun. We do this with every guest, so don't feel that you're unique, but you are unique. I'm going to do a quick icebreaker game. It's going to be two truths and a lie about Bronlyn. So tell me two truths about you and a lie, and I'm going to try to guess the lie.
Okay. Hey, so I played basketball in middle school. I have traveled to at least 10 countries, and I used to live in Washington, D.C.
Let me think. I might guess the middle school basketball. That's my guess.
Okay. That is actually wrong. Oh. That I did play basketball in middle school.
I just figured with all of the things that you've done, the country's part has to be correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
And of all things, I would have thought for sure that, you know, you were involved in the DC area.
So it's funny, I actually lived in Arlington, Virginia. So it's close, but not quite.
All right. I think I'll let you go on that one. But we talked about this a little bit ago, and I'm just not sure. When I read your bio and we talked before the podcast started, I'm not sure how you do all the things that you do and do all the things and stay with all the things you're involved with. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about all of those things somewhere or another that you're involved with. I fully admit to you, Bronlyn, that I'm a not-so-good photographer. And I found it so interesting in the documentary that you used the term for your artistry as capturing moments. I find that so interesting. So my question to you is, what was that? Was that an aha moment for you when you said, oh, you know, yeah, that describes my photographic artistry, is that I'm capturing moments. That's what I'm doing. Or is that something that you had a plan from the beginning? That was really your goal, is to capture moments with your photography.
I think that it just sort of evolved over time. I have always been fascinated with capturing moments of all kinds. So, you know, I'm an artist, so I am formally trained in illustration. Photography is actually something that I picked up along the way. And I should say illustration and design. So when I lived in Arlington, Virginia, I was going to an art school. And I've always been fascinated with kind of getting something down, even if it's a fleeting moment. Have a pretty poor memory at times. And so I'm constantly writing, I'm constantly drawing, I'm constantly taking photos because it triggers that memory and I'm able to look back. And as I've kind of established myself, so to speak, in our community, one of the things that I wanted to do was kind of capture our moments of celebration, of beauty, of joy, and share it with everyone else. Because I left Akron because I felt like there was nothing here to do. There was nothing going on. And when I moved back, I realized like there were people here who were my people. They were the creatives. They were the artists. They were the doers. And they were creating so much and changing our community for the better. And I wanted to celebrate them. I wanted to highlight them. I wanted to uplift them. So I would go to concerts. I would go to art shows. I would go to, you know, various public events, and I would capture those moments. And I ran a blog for a number of years, kind of highlighting our culture. And I think that my work today is just building upon all of that. So everything is about capturing the moment. Everything I do is about capturing that moment.
You know, we're all video guys, and the beauty of video is I have 30 pictures I take per second. And the fact that you can capture a moment with one is just amazing to me. So I really appreciate that. And Bronlyn, you talk, you know, both in the documentary and in your response a bit ago about the beauty of Akron and the beauty that you see through that lens. And like I said, I've looked through your pictures just from the documentary, but just wonderful pictures. So if you had to come up with your top three captured moments in Akron, what would they be?
That is a really interesting question. And I don't think I have the top three photos, but I do have like sort of themes, I would say. I actually just had my first solo show. I've done a number of like group shows over the years, but I recently just did my first solo art show. And the theme was very nature based. And so I have spent a lot of time in our metro parks and our national parks in our area. And there is just so much beauty, and it speaks to the connection between us and the natural world and us humans amongst each other. So I would say that first theme would be nature. And then I would say Porch Rocker. I loved capturing Porch Rocker because that was a moment every year where the creatives came out, the young professionals, the small businesses, you know, everyday residents are just kind of mingling together in a space, celebrating our community, celebrating artists, celebrating small businesses. And it's just a day of joy and discovery. So Pork Chalker would be second, which is coming up. I don't know when the podcast will launch, but it is actually this weekend. So it's top of mind. And then, I think the last would just be the streetscape. There is just such a beauty in your general, like, street photography. I'm always fascinated by how cities are formed. And so much of my work at the foundation is about kind of city development, community development. And so how cities are laid out and how it can benefit communities or cause harm is something of interest to me. And so just bring the streetscape is something that I love doing.
Well, it's funny because, you know, you talk about top three, and that's just, that's wonderful. And your photos match those. So just want to do quick business here that tell our listeners that you're listening to PBS Western Reserve's City-Centric podcast series. The City-Centric television series is not just about that city, but more about the people that are central or centric to that particular city. The TV series focuses on the revitalizer, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, even the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. The City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members, looking even further into what makes them city-centric and really what makes their city centric to them. So be sure to catch all of the City-Centric Season 1, appearing exclusively on PBS Western Reserve, and that's premiering in September, and we are so pleased to continue our conversation with Bronwyn Thurman. And I have to ask the question for those that are listening, please tell us about the GAR Foundation, and then what is your, when you find the time, I still can't figure out how you do that, when you find the time, what are your day-to-day activities related to your work with GAR?
Absolutely. So GAR Foundation is a private foundation located within the Akron area. And the foundation focuses on about four areas. We fund economic development, workforce, and community development. That's our first bucket. Education. So included in that is early childhood, K through 16, and all of that encompasses that. We also support basic needs, so things like food and emergency shelter, and then the arts. So we fund our anchor institutions as well as those emerging artists or arts institutions. And my day-to-day is so much about being in this community, connecting with others, connecting with these organizations, helping them make connections between each other. We try our best to be more than just a funder, but a true partner in this work. So we try to be present at all of these tables and help find solutions together with our community partners. So, yeah, my day-to-day is going to meetings, going to events, talking to people. We also have a community voice committee that is made up of Black residents that kind of share feedback on some of the work that we're doing. We're constantly getting feedback to make sure that we are being responsive to the community's needs. And yeah, we are a part of this community and just want to help.
Wonderful. So I think, you know, the best description as we look at GAR is that, you know, it's not, like you said, it's not just a funder, but you are part of the community. And it's interesting when I look at, so we've got your work with GAR, your past work with Countryside, and And now let's take a little trip outside and talk about your work with the Black Women Explore. So how did that get started? And I guess I'll ask you, what's your hope for the future of that initiative that you were part of?
Yeah, so taking it a little further back, I was one of those young folks. I wasn't really engaged in outdoor recreation growing up. I didn't go to the metro parks or anything like that, at least not on any sort of regular basis. It wasn't until my early 20s that I really got engaged in our metro park system and hiking and all of that. And so prior to Black Women Explore forming, I had been in that space for nearly a decade. And then the pandemic hit. And the outdoors was the one safe space where people could go and connect with others. And me and my friend Kimberly Young, we started to go hike and, you know, just chat and get to know each other better. We had both been in the young professional scene, but it wasn't until our hikes that we really formed a sort of bond as really good friends. And then I often say she tricked me. Towards the end of 2020, she was like, oh, you know, we should consider doing this for other folks, like organizing something for other folks. And I had thought about it in the past, but I didn't want to do it alone. It was a heavy lift. But when she brought it to the table and I was like, oh, okay. She is a very vibrant human. And I'm a little more reserved, although like my work suggests otherwise. But we make a really good team together. Since then, she's moved to Charlotte, but the group is still running and we have people that are helping us who are still engaged in this work. But we started the group in May of 2021. That was our very first hike as a group. Since then, we have well over 200 Black, Brown, Asian, other women and femme identified folks of color in this private Facebook group. We have a number of women in a private Instagram group, and we schedule, you know, 3 to 4 official outdoor excursions every year. And this, or not every year, sorry, every month. This is all about pushing people to be in a brave but safe space and explore together. So a number of women had never been kayaking or canoeing or skiing, but this gave people an opportunity to try it out. And it has been beautiful to watch people blossom over the course of these last couple of years exploring.
You know, you reference COVID. You know, do you feel that people, I speak for myself when I say, you know, when COVID hit, you just didn't, you made the comment about your safe spaces were outside, and I have to totally agree with you. I mean, I didn't realize until I didn't have any place else to go that I had a beautiful hiking trail right down the street from my house. And we did that. And literally that was our only my wife and I, not that we weren't socially interacting with each other, but we just needed some new people. And so, you know, did you find that may have led to some folks really appreciating, you know, that outdoor space?
Absolutely. Like, and you can see the numbers. I know that the Metro Parks, Summit Metro Parks, saw a significant increase in visitorship during the pandemic. And I believe that it's still pretty high. Our national parks have seen the same. And I think that, you know, outdoor recreation has often been seen as a very kind of white space. And I wanted to push against that narrative, which is why this group is very much focused on women of color. I wanted to show that we are also out here. We are also engaged. And this is a space for us as well.
You've obviously developed your favorite outdoor activity. What you've mentioned hiking, you've mentioned kayaking, you mentioned canoeing, you mentioned skiing your group is doing. What's your favorite outdoor activity?
My favorite outdoor activity is actually none of those. Although I love hiking, but I am an avid cyclist.
Very good.
I do long distance bike rides. It's something that developed over the last 3 or 4 years because so many of my friends were cyclists. And so we'll go out and we'll do, you know, 20, 30, 40 miles a day. And I love that sport.
Once again, it
is also great for your mental health.
Absolutely. And I say again, that's one more thing I've just found out about you. So once again, do you have 36 hour days? Cause I'm not sure how you fit all that into 24. And I must say, I learned more and more about you, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to talk with you. So Bronlyn Thurman, my last question, you're a creative and a nonprofit professional in the Akron area. So I have to ask you, what qualities, characteristics, personalities, or a combination of all of those makes you city centric?
That is such a hard question for me, because I think that in so many ways, we're all city-centric. I'm just a small piece of the city, and it takes all of us to make it vibrant and thriving. And I think that just being community-oriented is a part of it.
That's wonderful. I was going to call you a facilitator, but I think community oriented is probably an understatement of the description of you, Bronlyn. I really appreciate your time on this podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So once again, thank you for being our guest on our City Centric podcast series. For you folks listening out there, you've been listening to PBS Western Reserve City Centric podcast series. Once again, I'm Jeff Good, and PBS Western Reserve City Centric television series is not just about that city, but more about the people that we learned today with Bronlyn that are central or centric to that particular city. TV series, premiering exclusively in September on PBS Western Reserve, focuses on the revitalizer, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, and even the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. The City Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our City Centric featured community members. And we look today even further into what makes someone like Bronlyn Thurman City Centric and what makes their city centric to them. So what makes a community member City Centric? Well, join us next time as we continue that conversation with those featured community members on PBS Western Reserve City Centric series. And check out the City Centric series premiering in September exclusively on PBS Western Reserve. Once again, Bronlyn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.